Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Mental test ordered for Gillette teen charged with trying to seduce 11-year-old. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette judge has ordered an 18-year-old to get a mental health test after the teen said he wasn't mentally well enough to be found guilty of trying to seduce an 11-year-old boy and compelling a sex act from a dog, among other charges. Cowboy State Daily reported Corbin Bankey pleaded not guilty by reason of mental illness to the 22 charges against him March 20th. And last week, District Court Judge James Causey ordered a mental health test for Bankey. Causey wrote in his order asking the Wyoming State Hospital to arrange a mental health test for Bankey. There is a question as to the defendant's mental status at the time of the offense and his criminal responsibility due to mental illness or deficiency. Bankey's crimes span a few months, with many dating throughout autumn of 2023. Though his mental status of 2023 is being evaluated, Judge Causey declared in his order that Bankey is mentally fit right now to face his prosecution. This case reached law enforcement after a pair of high schoolers reportedly posed as an 11-year-old boy on a fake Snapchat account to catch Bankey in an illegal seduction act. They decided to do this after Bankey allegedly stalked one of the students, a 15-year-old boy, for several months. They handed the Snapchat data over to a school counselor on December 5th, who in turn handed it over to law enforcement, according to the affidavit. Campbell County Sheriff's Deputy Heather Monson went that evening to Bankey's home, where he agreed to speak to her outside, and he reportedly agreed to let her go through his phone. Bankey told her he was interested in boys ranging from ages 10 to 15 and that he had babysat young children but had not touched them inappropriately, according to the affidavit. They allegedly found Snapchat conversations with boys ranging in age from 12 to 16 in which Bankey would request lewd photos or exchange lewd comments. Bankey faces 22 charges in all, including felonies and misdemeanors, in Campbell County District Court. These are 15 counts of attempted or solicited sexual exploitation of children, one count of stalking, one count of attempting to engage in illicit sexual relations, two counts of promoting or attempting to promote obscenity, two counts of sexual exploitation of children, and one count of bestiality. Wyoming Utility joins Carbon Capture Partnership amid controversial state mandate. Rocky Mountain Power, Wyoming's largest electric utility, has partnered with Eight Rivers to explore potentially retrofitting one of its coal-fired power plants with carbon capture technology. Wildfile reported this move follows concerns about the projected high costs of such projects, which would impact electric bills. The partnership aims to evaluate the feasibility of retrofitting either the Wyodak or Dave Johnston coal plants. Notably, Rocky Mountain Power ratepayers will not bear the upfront costs of feasibility studies. This initiative aligns with Wyoming's legislative push to mandate carbon capture retrofits at coal plants, with ratepayers expected to cover related expenses. The overall costs, including construction and operation, remain uncertain but could be significant. Despite these challenges, the utility considers the application of carbon capture technology as economically viable. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.